Okay, everybody. We are starting the last part of the Prakim. Okay, the last chapter in the Prakim. And let's see what he says here. Oid achas yuchal lefatoischa b'chavilos ra'yos. There's one other thing. There's one other nekuda that the Yitzhar can get you. Shetachles avodas ha'adam. Hurak lahasig yiras haray mimos. There's one other level that the Yetzer Hara could get you. Now it's very funny. Like I think someone mentioned before, we are battling people on a very high level. It's like I think in our generation, you just get people to do mitzvahs is good enough. Like here, all of a sudden, no, they're doing it, but you know, it's like it's a pretty high level that he's complaining about over here. But Lemaisa, he says that there was people that said. And the right way to do mitzvahs is only out of fear, out of honor and respect, and yir shemaim that you have to understand, you know, the yiras harayim in mosav Hashem. Virak, alzeyu eina v'liboy kol hayom. And that's the focus. You have to do it with the proper idea. V'shiyiras ha'inish, however, doing mitzvahs because of fear of punishment, or using outside factors like being embarrassed from people to motivate you to do mitzvahs is improper. It's very bad. And you should get rid of this machshava. And if you should only think, the only thing that should motivate you to do mitzvahs is how great Hashem is. But yiras ha'oinesh, thinking about how bad it is to do averis, or thinking about how people, you know, yira from people, it's very bad. It would come out sometimes. To the point that the Yetzer Hara could convince you and says, I'm giving you a very, very good opportunity to do an avera. Why don't you want to do the Avera? Are you really think Hashem is on such a high level? Nah, you don't care about that. You know why you don't want to do the Avera? Because you don't want your friend to find out, and you're going to be embarrassed. It's a terrible midah. You'd rather do the Avera than to avoid doing the Avera because your friend will find out. That's what's motivating you. That's what's motivating you to keep the mitzvah because your friend will find out you did the Avera. No, that's a bad midah. Do the Aver. The only thing that should motivate you is Yiras HaRemim, was realizing how great Hashem is, and you're not on that level. So for you, anything else is cheap. Anything else not worth it, just rather just do the Aver. That's the other way that the Yetzer Hara will tell you. Now, by the way, one of the main things that the Muslim movement is based on is Yiras HaOinish. We're supposed to think about Gehenna a lot. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said you're supposed to sit there thinking about Gehenna and that you don't want to go Gehenna, it's very bad, right? But again, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner is saying that that's good, that's fine, that's a motivation, that's okay. But the Chassidim held that that's not good, that's not getting you closer to God. What's the point of that? And that's even till today, by the way, that we had this conversation here, I remember one time. That there was I'm not putting anything down. I'm saying that this is the. I'm just giving an example that there was a guy. He's a Lubavitch guy, and he was here. And he was here and discussed. We were learning Musar or something like that, and this conversation came up, and he actually was saying like this thing, like that's not a good motivation, like that was the, you know, it's a machlokes, you know, or guess is, I don't know if there's machlokes, there's two opinions, that's for sure. You know, there was this school of thought that it's not appropriate to use yiras ha'inish, to use fear of the punishment as a motivational factor because it's a low level. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner is saying, I don't care if it's a low level. And it's a low level. So therefore, you know, it's not kedai, it's not worth it. and the Yetzer will catch you. Bashir Yirlach Apanim Mipanim Shoinim Bazeh Yuchal, and it could come out from here. Shim Yachichacha Adam. If a person will tell you, don't do that, it's an Avera, the Yetzer will tell you, I don't care what you think. Don't tell me not to do it because I'm embarrassed, and they will convince you to do it. Now, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, how do I know that I'm right? That I don't care what the motivation is. Bottom line is, if it's saving you from doing the Avera, you should use any level possible. Now, again, this is all the same. If you think about it, it's all the same thing. Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying, bottom line is, are you doing the Avera? You're not doing the Avera. Avoiding the Avera is getting you closer to Hashem. And the other opinion says, no, you have to get closer to Hashem, so get closer to Hashem. And if avoiding the Avera is not getting you closer to Hashem, don't bother, just do the Avera. That's what they're saying. And he says, no, everything is the bottom line. Hashem set up the Torah with the rules. If you do the Avera, you're going to get far from Hashem. You do the mitzvah, you get close to Hashem, period. So just do it, right? And whatever motivation works for you to avoid the Avera, so figure it out. And he brings a proof from the Gemara from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the Gemara says that the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked him for a bracha, and he said, that you should reach the level that fear of Hashem is as strong as the fear of people. So frek the Gemara, really? You should fear Hashem like you fear people? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, yeah, look, we're on that level. I'll bring you a proof. There's certain things you'll be willing to do in private. You won't be willing to do in public, right? So obviously, for you, fear of people is still on a higher level than fear of God. So I'm giving you a bracha that the fear of God should be equal to the fear of people. So this was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai talking to his students. So you think we're on a higher level than the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? If that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's motivation to his students, is that when you're in front of Hashem, feel as though you're in front of people. And that should be a motivational factor. So they were saying, no, that's not good motivation. And rather, rather do that there until you get until you realize the closest to Hashem. He says, no, look, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did it, so could we. And he even brings another Gemara from Rav Amram Chasida, that Rav Amram Chasida had a very big Yetzer Hara. He couldn't control it. So basically what he did was he went to a place that he was in public, and by being in public, he was able to avoid doing that there, more or less is what happened. Okay, so now he brings a great Gemara afterwards. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin. I actually just mentioned this Gemara in my Shabbos shir. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that the Yetzer Hara of a person is very strong, and it's very creative also. So the Gemara uses two lashonis to explain the creativity of the Yetzer Hara. One is, it says the Yetzer Hara is mitgaber alav b'chol yoyim. Mit gaber alav. What does that mean? It's gibor. It's strength. It overpowers you every day. That's one thing in the world. Then the Gemara says also, some people say a little differently. Yitzur shel adam mitchadesh alav b'chol yom. It renews itself every day. So Rebbe Volozhin now wants to know, what's the difference between the two lashonos, between mit gaber alav b'chol yom and mitchadesh alav b'chol yom? The Yitzur Hara is stronger than you every day, and it also renews itself every day. He says, very simple. He says, the difference is that the mitgaber alav b'chol yom is the straight out Yetzer Hara to do averus. It strengthens it, it's overpowering you, it's battling every day. There's another thing though. The Yetzer Hara is also mischadish. It also comes up with new ideas every day. You know what? I can't get you to do that averus. You're too strong. But I can get you to think that doing an Avera is a mitzvah. I can convince you that doing a mitzvah is an Avera, or doing an Avera is a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah could be an Avera. Well, you're going to do a mitzvah, but you have bad kavanis. You're not on that level. No, you should rather slow down, do it differently, make sure you have the right thing. Or doing an Avera could be a mitzvah. Look, if I do this Avera, I'll get more people to think about Hashem, and this is the way I express my spirituality or whatever. So the Yetzer Hara not only is mitgaber alav b'chol yom, not only does the Yetzer Hara overpower us, sometimes the Yetzer Hara also mitchadesh alav, comes up with new ideas how to get us to do averus. That it becomes creative to the point that it could turn into It could, the Yetzer Hara itself could be convincing to do mitzvahs. Va'ata ha'koyre. Now he finishes off these middle chapters. It's very fascinating how these middle chapters just like got flung in here, and they're like, you know, very much a synopsis of the book. It's very interesting. But he now he sums it up. It says, "Ata hakore, the dear reader of these chapters, al tedamash melibi hotzesi advarim. Do not think that I came up with this stuff on my own. Ki es kol ze b'chanti v'nis. Everything I wrote here is true and is tested." So I actually went around to cities to see what's going on. And I saw myself, Rabbi, many people, they mean well, and they really want to get close to Hashem. And they actually are nichshal in all these things that we're saying. They actually told me this stuff. I didn't make this stuff up myself. You know, all these different challenges, all these different ideas. Oh, that maybe it's an aver to do a mitzvah. Maybe it's a mitzvah. I didn't make this stuff up. I'm actually quoting you stuff that I heard from people. People are saying this stuff out there. Okay? I even saw one place, certain people, that they were so lengthy in their preparations for tefillah that they came to the point that they every day would miss mincha. They davened mincha after tzeis ha-kochavim. So that means they davened mincha, right? When the sun sets, and then there's 72 minutes after the sun sets. So there's a lot of people, our minhag is to try to daven mincha before shakia, before the sun sets. That's the standard minhag. Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion that you could daven mincha for about 45 or 50 minutes, even more, after the shkia. And the Hasidim still do that today. Many Hasidim, they daven mincha after the shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is in accordance with the Shulchan Aruch, actually. That's okay. But once it's tzeis ha-kochavim, nobody says you could daven mincha anymore. It's night. It's done. Finished. It's not the time for mincha. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that there were people that got so caught up with the preparations for mincha that they only started davening mincha after tzeis ha-kochavim, when it's already nightfall. The other Abba, not only that, nikva beliba meroy beharigal, it came to the point that they were so accustomed to doing it that way, k'moy din v'halacha, that they think that that's the halacha now. Shetfilas ha-mincha is achar tzeis ha-kochavim, that you're supposed to daven mincha after tzeis. I was in a town that one person said to the other one, let's go daven mincha. And he says, it's not the Zman yet. Let's go check if Kutzeis HaKochavim happened already. So he says that the people messed up the whole halacha. V'Hashem yislach lehem. I hope Hashem forgives them. V'chaper l'shoy ge'opesi. And Hashem should give forgiveness to those who make mistakes and fools. That's what he says. Aval libcha toshes l'das chachamim ba'alei Torah. But you have to pay attention to the Ba'alei Torah. Shekvar arunu chazal. The ikr is doing the mitzvah the proper time, with the details, and all the things which are involved in the mitzvah, the taharas ha-machshava toiva, and also have in mind the right mitzvah, and if you do that, then you'll be fine, and Hashem will take your actions and take your deeds without you thinking about it, and without you knowing all the secrets. And as long as you do it right, and you do it with the setup that it's set up to do, your neshama will automatically connect to the higher levels and the higher levels and the higher levels, and you will be making all the tikkunim by itself just by doing the mitzvah in the proper time. So this is really the summary of this section of the book. Like we said, our goal is to finish it this week, so we finished Baruch Hashem. So, and it's a very big, you know, it's pretty strong mussar, this part of the sefer, and it's really, it's geschmack because it really puts into practicality all the high-level Kabbalistic ideas that we learn through Shar Aleph and Shar Beis. And he brings it down and says, this is what I'm talking about, okay? Bottom line is that we're connected, our neshamas are spiritual, and the more that we do mitzvahs, the more we're automatically being masakin in the world. And it doesn't make a difference. It happens. It just works. You know, it's like, you don't have to read a medical journal before you take medicine. You just take it and it works, right? So, and if you finish reading the journal, by the time you're going to be sick of it, it's too late, you know? So he's saying, you got to just do what you got to do with the right kavana, obviously, that you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, and that will take you to the high level, okay? So, Mitzvah Hashem, like I said, I think we're going to start the share maybe, hopefully Sunday. And with the Pirsha de Gra, the Pirsha de Gra and Sher Sherim is unbelievable. I don't know if there's an English one. I haven't seen one of it. What? There's an English
one? Think that the Ashkron, yes.
Who?
Ashkron.
Ashkron Sher Sherim English?
I think so.
With the Gra? Really?
I think so.
Okay, I'll put it on the chat if there is one. Okay, whoever wants to look at it. And the Mitzvah Shem will start up, start that up, and we'll continue next week. Mitzvah Shem, everyone have a Freilich and Purim, good Purim, and good Shabbos.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Freilich and Purim. Thank you.
Good night. Okay, thank you, everyone. Okay, we'll see you all. Okay. Is that Josh over there? In that secret window?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you got the message.
Wait, so the link I got that you sent me...
I sent you two different links. One was for this year, which is daily, 8:30 to 8:45.
It wouldn't let me in, so then I went to the Kohl's website.
Oh, and you got in that way?
Yeah. So is there another share now or no?
Yeah, I'm going on now for the other one, yeah. But I got to log out of this. Yeah, but I sent you the link to that one also.
Okay, so that's probably what I was trying to connect to. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You probably tried that one and that one wasn't working. Okay, so I'm getting on that one.
Okay, thanks. I'll see.